This is Democrat Jeff Thomas's sixth campaign for Congress overall and his fourth run against Paul Ryan, all poorly funded. If nothing else, Thomas's losing history has given him great name recognition, propelling him to victory against four other Democrats in this fall's primary. Some within the party complain that Thomas should have stepped aside and given someone else a chance to take on Ryan. That's a notion rejected by Peter Barca, the last Democrat to have held the seat.
People say, well, give the other people a chance. Well, it's up to them to earn that chance to represent the Democratic Party. And my point is that if they can't beat Jeff Thomas in a primary, they certainly are not going to beat Paul Ryan in the general election.
Even though the late Les Aspin held the district for Democrats for nearly two decades in the 70s and 80s, it's historically been considered a swing district, with the more heavily Democratic urban areas of Racine, Kenosha, and Janesville counterbalancing the more conservative ones. But two rounds of redistricting have made it more Republican. That, coupled with Ryan's hefty campaign fund, has scared off stronger contenders, according to Carthage College politics professor Jerry Mast. But Mast says the party itself is at least partially to blame.
The Democratic Party in this state needs to look in the mirror a little bit and ask itself why it hasn't been able to recruit a more viable candidate than what we've seen recently.
When he talks about his time in office, Ryan cites three things: constituent service, accessibility, and principles.
I think if people were really dissatisfied with me, I would be in trouble. I would have a real problem getting reelected if the majority of my employers, the constituents of this district, had a real problem with me. But I think that that is not the case because I focus very hard on making a difference in the issues that care to the people of the 1st Congressional District, that they tell me they want me to work on.
Ryan wins some praise from Thomas himself.
It's hard for me to criticize Paul because I like him as a person. But I don't like right now the friends that he has apparently taken on or become acquainted with over the years.
From time to time, though, Ryan will criticize some of his friends in the White House on a variety of issues, including Iraq. Ryan, though, says he firmly believes that the U.S. needs to stay there long enough to stabilize the place.
I think it's important that this beachhead of democracy in the heart of the Middle East, in Iraq, give a real chance to succeed. Because if democracy succeeds in Iraq, that's the greatest pressure you can put on these terrorist-sponsoring regimes next door in Iran and Syria and even in Saudi Arabia.
Thomas, meanwhile, favors a scheduled troop withdrawal. Thomas's favorite issue to talk about is health care, the reason he says he got into politics in the first place. The retired orthopedic surgeon favors a form of universal health care.
It's time has come, and we need it. We need it very badly.
Thomas is offering no predictions on whether he'll be able to beat Ryan this time around, but he's clearly counting on a heightened disenchantment with the Republican Party as a way to inch closer. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.